We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Best in the business, that Carl Middleman, I tell you what.
They were asking me, all right, what Eagles song are you going to play? I'm like, no.
You're so thoughtful, Carl.
Mark loves the Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar is one of my top three or four, so he plays it a lot. I love it. Isn't that great?
What a perfect song.
It really is. And Stephanie Tate is joining us right now as we talk about Eagles, and they're out, and they're along the river, and they love the ice floes and all that great stuff. Stephanie, welcome into the show.
Well, thank you very much. We're really excited to be here and talk about Eagle season.
And I should mention, you are the Marketing and Communications Director for Great Rivers and the Routes Tourism Bureau over there in Alton.
I sure am. We represent, you know, six counties in southwest Illinois, and we are really the hub of eagle watching in the winter.
And how has it been so far this season? Because it seems like it was really warm through the December. And I watch Unashamed with the Robertson clan down in Louisiana. And their duck arrival was delayed. And they were talking about the temperatures and everything. That has a lot to do with it, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. But ironically, this year we've seen more eagles earlier than we had in the last couple of years.
Whoa.
And I think that's because it got cold up north, which is where they come from, sooner than it has in the past. And as it gets colder and colder, it pushes them further and further south. So eagles are a little different than your average migrating birds because they are absolutely impacted by cold weather in the north.
And do they make it to the Gulf? Are we just a rest area for them, or is this their stopping point?
They might go just a little further south, just a little bit south of St. Louis, but that's it. Basically, eagles follow the open waters, and as the waters freeze up, along the Mississippi in Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin, they keep moving south. And they'll pretty much stay here because our rivers do not freeze over. You know, we do get the ice floes, which they love because they can sit on the ice floes and fish. You know, they're kind of lazy birds in a way. But
what?
They do not go much further south.
Like the Great Resignation.
Yeah, we didn't know we had that much in common with eagles, did we, Bo?
Yeah,
we're lazy. Just kidding.
So what are some good spots for people to, that Missouri or Illinoisans want to go and see eagles? I went up there several years ago. I didn't find a one, and I was at a parking area, and I got out of my truck, and I'm looking around. I'm like, man, I look right above me, and there's this nest that's about 8 foot wide, and that's where they were. They were right above my vehicle.
That's awesome.
So where do people go?
The best places to go are where the rivers are being churned up, and that would be like the Melvin Price Locks and Dam in Alton.
Mm-hmm.
They love the Locks and Dam because as the towboats and barges go through, it churns the water up and brings the fish to the surface. So it's easy pickings for them. You can also just drive along the river road between Alton and Grafton, and you can see dozens of eagles. You can look up in the trees on the bluffs and see them, or look on the river, and honestly, that's where I've seen the most of them, is on the river, sitting on the ice and fishing. Brussels Ferry, north of Grafton, is another good place because, again, the ferry churns up the water, and keeps the eagles fed. Or you could go to Pere Marquette State Park, and they've seen up to 35 eagles throughout the park this winter already. And I think that number is just going to climb.
Right. Well, I know it may not be comfortable when it's 7 degrees outside, but they've got some great trails there at Pere Marquette where you can climb up almost on the bluffs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming those are open in the winter, right?
They are. They are open year-round, you know, unless that we get a really bad snowstorm or ice storm, then they will close the road just because for safety. But right now they are absolutely open. And yeah, it's a little cold, but the eagles don't care.
Yeah.
And this is great eagle watching weather.
And hopefully you have heat that works in your vehicle when you are out. Oh, not when you're hiking, but you get those toe warmers.
Well,
you could do that,
Pere Marquette also has like rooms that you can rent for like about $100.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been.
They do, and they have an eagle watcher special. So you can get an extra discount and do your eagle watching at Pere Marquette Lodge and State Park.
Yeah. Stephanie, the Marketing and Communications Director of the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Board, Bureau of Alton, is our guest. How long have you been in that position, and how long are you from the area of the eagle watching capital of the world?
Well, I've been in the eagle watching capital of the world about 10 years, and I'm a transplant, but I absolutely love it. I've been in my job for 9 years.
Good for you.
And, you know, I cannot tell you, I've lived all over the country, and there is no more beautiful drive than the Great River Road between Alton and Grafton. It's just awesome. Every day, every time, every season of the year, it's one of the most spectacular drives you can take.
Have you spotted any piasaw birds this year?
You know, I've seen a couple on the bluff wall.
Is that a thing?
That's about it.
It is. They've got a drawing.
That's their drawing.
Oh. The drawing on the wall up there. That's good. Sorry. Threw Bo for a curveball there. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I wonder about that, Stephanie, because I know that people obviously who've been over there a lot are familiar with a lot of the things that Alton has to offer. How big of a draw from a tourism standpoint is this for you guys?
Eagle watching, we bring in thousands of eagle watchers every year. Last year was a little different because of COVID, but people still came out because they could do it outside, they could do it on their own, and they could see eagles. So they weren't in big crowds. And that's one of the beauties of eagle watching is you're not around a lot of other people. You can do it on your own. We have some guided tours you can take. But for the most part, it's a really nice social distance activity for people right now. And typically eagle season, we can bring in 10 to 15,000 people between January 1st and February 28th, which is what we consider eagle season. It's a nice post-holiday activity for people in the middle of winter.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So on the guided tours, what do those cost?
We have some shuttle tours that we offer on Saturdays in January. Unfortunately, they are now sold out. The ones in Alton are $10, and that's for a 45-minute guided shuttle tour. And then we have ones in Grafton on Saturdays, and those are $23, but that's a two-hour tour.
Okay.
So it's a little more, but you see more, too.
So you got to book those. How far out do you need to book those, then, if they're sold out already?
Well, usually they book up the 1st of January. We start promoting them prior to Christmas. People love it because it gives them eagle watching hotspots that they can then hop in their cars when the tour is over and go look for themselves. And so we're kind of giving them a little, you know, boost in their eagle watching activities.
We
also have an Eagle Watchers passport. It's a mobile passport that you can download for free, and it gives you the top 10 eagle watching spots in our region.
I got it.
And if you visit 5 of those, you're automatically entered to win an overnight stay this summer. So come in the winter, and then we'll reward you in the summer.
It's like Christmas morning on Carl's over here.
Wow. I downloaded it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
And I said, because I'm going up there this weekend. Bo and I, we were talking about this the other day. I'm like, oh, we don't have anybody for the outdoor part of the show. And Bo's like, well, what's going on? I said, oh, my wife wants to take me eagle watching. He's like, perfect. Call over in Illinois. And
that's
this is
what
why
we have.
Stephanie's here.
I do want to point out, Stephanie, this is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, and you did mention January 1 to February 28th is eagle season. Hunters, that doesn't mean hunting season for eagles.
No.
Just to put it out there.
They're protected.
No. They are a protected bird. You do not do that.
No, but I do have a question, though. Since you've been in this role for 9 years, you say,
yes.
What are some of the countries that people have visited have come straight to your area that have let you know that, hey, we came from where to see the eagles?
Well, in the winter, from countries from outside the U.S., in the winter, we've had some people like from France. We have hosted some people, I'm trying to think, from Spain in the winter. And they'll stop at the visitor center in Alton and say, you know, hey, we're from such and such a country. And where can we go eagle watching? Most of our international travelers come in the spring and summer and fall. Winter is not a big time for international. It's more of a draw for people within, you know, the Midwest.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, and I enjoy sitting in my house, my warm house by the fireplace, looking at the birds outside the in the outside, you know, out the window where I'm toasting my PJs. But I just I was curious. I didn't know. But France and Spain, that's pretty cool that people come here for that.
It is. It is. And, you know, in the spring, we will get a lot of international people. They will have bikes, and they will ride from the headwaters of the Mississippi and Minnesota all the way down to the Gulf in Louisiana. So they love their bikes.
I bet they do.
And they will bring them and do it here.
Stephanie, what's your best advice then? So for people they can't book the tour, obviously. They want to come over this weekend. Can they download? Can they print maps off your website?
They can, and they can download our Eagle Watching mobile passport. That's going to be your best bet, and that will give you all the hot spots. And we actually have some videos on there that kind of highlight the different areas. And, you know, it's a fun little mobile passport. You can get that at riversandroutes.com and search for our Eagle Watching passport, and you can download it from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, for those listening right now to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, this is right in our backyard, and we have such a great opportunity to witness and to see what these beautiful birds do, and so the American bald eagle is represented well in our area, Americans. So, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for all the information.
Thank you, and enjoy your eagle watching. I hope to meet you guys soon.
All right. Well, maybe we'll come by the visitor center to find you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stephanie, thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
Right. You bet.
See, we're just trying to get people out of the house. That's all we're trying to do. Good stuff.
Carl's already got this set up. He's probably meeting her over there. And he's getting a free tour.
No.
We know what's going on.
No.
Come on.
I wish I would have known about it beforehand. But now I'm going to next year.
Right.
Well, because my wife said, oh, let's go eagle watching. I'm like, whatever.
So is this like a date? This would be a date, right?
No, my daughter's going off to college in the fall, so my wife has all these lists of things that she wants to do before she goes away.
Funtivities, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's nice, though. You'll get to spend time with the whole fam.
Gentlemen.
Driving all the way up.
I have a new rule.
What's
if my wife is riding shotgun with me, doesn't matter if we're going to get gas or going shopping.
It's a date. Count.
It does.
Book it, Dano.
You're welcome.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks for joining us on this segment for Second Amendment Radio, The Great Outdoors. I'm Mark Cox. That's Bo Matthews. That's Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
Have a great weekend. We will see you around here next week. Download the podcast.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.